Workbook, page 127, Listening Practice 5, Underground Trains. You are going to listen to a radio program about underground trains. Listen and choose the correct answers.
Good morning. I'm Laura Grant with Meet the Author. As many of you know, from the 10th to the 17th of this month, there's a fantastic exhibition of antique trains and memorabilia on display at Henderson Park. The exhibition is expected to draw thousands of visitors and promises to be of interest to old and young alike. In honor of the exhibition, we've invited author and train enthusiast Richard Lennox into the studio. His new book, Underground Worlds, is about two famous public transport systems, our very own New York City subway and the London Underground. Richard, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Laura.
Richard, I take the subway to and from work, and it's absolutely packed. How many people use it every day?
About 5 million.
5 million? How does that compare to the London Underground?
The Underground transports less, about 3 million people daily. But there's another more important figure, Laura, and that's how many rides are provided. Because millions of people use the Underground and the subway more than once a day, each system actually provides over 1 billion rides annually.
Over a billion rides each year? That's amazing. Richard, when did these systems begin operating?
The London Underground opened in 1863, and it was the first underground railway in the world. Incidentally, the Times newspaper had called the idea an insult to common sense.
It probably did seem a bit crazy back in the 1800s.
Not to everyone, luckily. One railway company ignored the skeptics and built a 6-kilometer-long underground railway line.
So, London had the world's first underground railway. Was New York's the first in the U.S.?
No. The first underground railway line in the U.S. was built in Boston. New York had the second subway in the States. It opened in 1904 with a line that was 14.5 kilometers long. New York's subway system is now the biggest in the States, with 26 different lines and more than 460 stations. And it's currently building a major new line.
26 lines and 460 stations so far, huh? The Underground has only got 11 lines.
That's right, and 270 stations.
Well, the London Underground may be smaller, but at least it's got a nickname. Although, you know, I've no idea why it's called the Tube.
In 1890, the first deep train tunnels were built. These tunnels were 20 meters below the surface of the ground. This type of tunnel is called a tube tunnel.
So, when that tube tunnel line opened in 1890, people called it the Tube.
Right. And when more tube tunnel lines were built, everybody started referring to the entire system as the Tube. By the way, 55% of the London Underground system isn't actually under the ground at all. It's above ground.
Really? I didn't realize it was that much. What about the subway?
About 40% of New York's system runs above ground or on elevated tracks.
I'm curious. What are the longest journeys possible without changing trains?
In London, you can go 55 kilometers on a single ride. In New York, 51 kilometers.
Over 50 kilometers? That'd be fun on a rainy day.
It is. I've done it. And it's great for people watching because the trains travel through so many diverse neighborhoods.
Richard, we're out of time. Listeners, the book is Underground Worlds. News is next.